Well, as we have moved through this Christmas season, and now we're looking forward to a new year, maybe for a young Catholic single person, it's been kind of a rough time because with all of the wonder of Christmas, maybe even the Hallmark movies, gives us this image of being together, being in love, and celebrating together. And for so many people, too, it can be difficult to wait and knowing what it is that God has planned for you when you know that you want to share your life with somebody. Well, joining us today to talk a little bit more about the virtue of patience and surrender, our good friend Jillian Curver is joining us today. Good morning, Jillian. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thanks for having me back.
Jillian, look, it feels like along with Christmas and New Year's, almost like Valentine's Day, there's just these ideas of being in love and engagements happening. And for single people, they're wondering to God, when is it going to be my time? It is very difficult to be patient. And yet God calls us to do that anyway. Why is that really affecting people this time of year?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think you hit it on the head with this, you know, trifecta of holidays that we have. We have Christmas and New Year's, and then Valentine's Day just about a month and a half later, we start to really feel that urgency and that sense of longing for the one and finding that person and having that love. But really, trust is downstream of patience, and patience is the foundation of what we must have in our lives in order to really wait and surrender to God's will, knowing that in His perfect timing, we'll have exactly what we want, and it will be far better than we can, you know, imagine. So you want something so badly, it's like a child, you know, waiting to open the Christmas presents. That anticipation is, you know, can be overwhelming and get you kind of stuck in that sense of, I just want what I want, and I want it now. But being able to tap into that trust and knowing that God has a plan, and that plan is usually far better than the one that we have when we try to put our own control into place. So I really encourage people to tap into the trust, surrender. I know the Archdiocese of Portland is known for promoting the surrender novena, and I'm a big fan of it. So I recommend, you know, just taking 9 days to fully surrender your relationships and your desires to God, knowing that He's got a really wonderful plan.
Jillian, someone that I know actually recently went through a terrible heartbreak, and she's just was trying to figure out in her own life, God, when is it going to be my time? And why is this feel so terrible to me? And then as time went on, she realized that God was slowly revealing to her the next thing. Why is surrendering that control such a difficult thing for us?
We are a fallen creature, yep. First and foremost. We definitely want to be in control. And when we see things that we can control, you know, I can choose what I eat, I can choose what I wear. So we start to think in that mind frame of like, I can just sort of make this happen. And next thing you know, we're stepping in as the God of our own lives. And that's never a good thing. You know, that's, you know, the beginning of all sin is rooted in that sense of pride. But really understanding that oftentimes God will speak to us through rejection, and it's not a true rejection. It's His beautiful plan. He can't bring to life something that's ultimately good and beautiful and true in our lives if, let's say, we get what we think we want. I really want, you know, this gentleman to ask me out or this gentleman to propose, but if that's not the man God has in mind for you, that rejection, that closed door is actually a gift.
And it is often hard to see that in the moment, but in hindsight, yes, boy, if we could have those glasses to see our lives through, things would be so much clearer. Jillian Curvers is joining us today. She is the founder of Mosaic Life Coaching and Strategy, and there are some wonderful events coming up for Catholic singles to be able to find each other and maybe share a little bit of time together. You have a singles gathering coming up soon. Tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Yeah, so that's coming up. This will be the third event that we've hosted, the second one that I've been a part of, so I'm grateful to join Father Eric Anderson on January 31st. It's at Old St. Francis Church in Sherwood, and we will gather to talk about singles issues and give tips and talks around dating, and just have a place and a venue for singles, Catholic singles, to come together and mix and mingle, get to know each other, but also hear some, hopefully some edifying conversation.
Jillian, in those types of events, is this also an opportunity, I guess, maybe for people not to meet each other, but to together be open to what God is calling each and every one of them to?
Yeah, we like to foster an organic gathering for singles. You know, that's, we've gotten so used to meeting online and this in the age of digital apps and you know, dating online and all of that. So we forget that since basically the dawn of time, people have been encountering each other organically in real life. And we want to recreate that natural way for people to meet each other. And even if it's just a friendship or, you know, a brief conversation, just to continue to flex that muscle of communicating with people in real life and getting to know people. So yes, that's really at the heart of these events, is to get people into the same room and knowing that we all share the same faith.
So Jillian, for somebody who is interested in knowing more about Mosaic Life coaching and strategy, what kinds of things will they find on your webpage?
Oh, great. Yeah, of course. If you go to mosaiclifestrategy.com, you can learn more about my coaching services. I offer life coaching, helping people create a strategy around their life. Also, I focus in a lot on dating coaching and helping people navigate relationships, not just romantic relationships, but understanding that life is relationship with God, with ourselves, with each other. If we have any kind of fractured sense of ourselves, it can really make dating and interacting with people more challenging. So that's really at the heart of what I do.
All right. Excellent. And part of what you do, too, will be at the January 31st event. Where can people find information about that? Is there a RSVP that they have to make, or do they just show up that night?
Yes, we have an Eventbrite page, and I will share that link so people can sign up and register for that.
It's sure to be just a wonderful new year. Even if God doesn't have that person, you know, close to you quite yet, boy, growing in faith with like-minded people is always a good thing to do any time of year. Jillian, it is great to have you back on the morning show. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
And again, that is Jillian Curvers. Now, her webpage, Mosaic Life Coaching and Strategy, you can find information on her and also the Eventbrite link for the January 31st event. Both of those, to make it easier, I'll add those links to today's podcast. You're going to be able to find both of those at materdayradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.